All right, everyone, we'll call the meeting to order in 1 minute. We'll call the meeting to order in just 1 minute. Right, UNISO councillors, can I call you all to the table? That includes all the new councillors who are joining us for the first time. Can everyone take their seats around the table, please? There's a credit card here that's been left on the floor in the name of Xing Qing Hui. Xing Qing Hui. Missing credit card. No vice chairs. Where are the council vice chairs? Yeah, unlike the poor chair who has no cookies. Where the hell are these guys? Yes, normally we do that. We have to. All right, let's call the meeting to order. Glenn, So can I check that we have a recording? Thank you. Right, welcome everyone to the GNSO Council meeting here in LA, the part two. And the purpose of this is to seat the new council and elect the chair for the next year, 2014-2015. So, as is customary, our first item is to take a roll call of those present. So, Glenn, if you could lead us in that, please.
I'll do that, Jonathan. Brett Fawcett?
Present.
Donna Austin?
Present.
Jonathan Robinson?
Present.
James Bledel?
Here.
Joef Kieran?
Here.
Volker Greiman? Volker?
We'll find him.
Thomas Riquet?
Present.
Gabriele Schlack?
Present.
Susan Kawaguchi?
Present.
Brian Winterfeld?
Present.
Heather Forrest?
Present.
Osvaldo Nova?
Present.
Tony Holmes?
Present.
Stephanie Perrin?
Present.
Amar Elsidar? Amar, are you still up? I think Amar's probably gone to bed. And we have David Cake as the proxy for Amar.
Present.
Marilia Maciel?
Present.
Avery Doria?
I'm here.
Edward Morris?
Present.
Daniel Reed is absent, and Thomas Riquet is again his proxy.
And I'm still present.
Pardon? Emma's on the call. Oh, Amal, can you hear us?
Hi, Glenn. Loud and clear.
Okay, thanks. Cheryl Langdonor?
Present.
Patrick Miles?
Present.
And for staff, we have Marika Cornings, Julie Headland, Rob Hogarth, Mary Wong, Steve Chan, Lars Hoffman, David Olive. And there are other staffers in the room, too. Thank you very much. And myself, Glenda Saint-Gervais. Thank you very much, Jonathan.
Thank you, Glenn. And a very warm welcome to the seven new councillors. And I think if I say that really warmly, you might vote for me as chair.
Sorry, Chair. Carlos Gutierrez is also present.
I'm very sorry, Carlos.
Welcome, Carlos. So we would normally review. Well, we should just make note that I would just like to note that I see there's a link to each of your statements of interest, so that's great. Is there any update to those since they were filed? Is there anything you'd like to say to update those? I imagine they're all relatively recently filed. Okay, hearing none. So we have, at this point, only one item apart from any other business, and that's the chair election procedure. Is there anything else that should or could be on the agenda? Seeing none, I'll hand over for item two to my vice chair, David Cake, to our vice chair, David Cake, to run the election of the chair procedure.
Right, so as everyone is aware, we have an election for the chair. We have only one candidate, but we can still choose to vote for none of the above. So I am going to ask Jonathan if anyone has questions for the candidate. Oh, first, would you wish to make a statement to the council?
No, I feel that. Thanks, David. I think we covered things off pretty well in the weekend session. I am willing to answer any other questions or supplementary points, but we went through things in the run-up to in the weekend session. So unless there's something additional, it's not necessary to say any more. Thanks.
Okay. In that case, I would like to ask if any of the councillors have a question for the candidate. Yes?
So this is kind of pro forma, since you're running unopposed and my vote is probably already set and sealed. But I do have a question just in terms of your leadership to this point of this body and your plans going forward. I think that there is a shift underway, perhaps, in the community as other elements of the community try to essentially assert themselves as either separate or above the GNSO Council, particularly when it when it comes to policy decisions that they believe to be affecting them. And I'm wondering, how do you anticipate, as the person that's kind of the voice and the face of the GNSO Council, do you anticipate that this will also increase, and how do you plan to address that in the coming term?
It's a good question, James, and especially if my answer can turn it from a probably into a certainly. But I actually feel we're in a better place than we were a year ago. I mean, I think it's not to say we should be complacent, but my sense is from the board and. I mean, when we met with the board on the weekend, many people afterwards came out to me and said that was the best meeting we've had with the council in a long time, or perhaps the best one I remember. And in my view, that's really the best way of getting them to what we've called respect the policy bodies and the policy process. I think for quite a while, we were certain of our place constitutionally, but less certain of our kind of moral high ground, if you like. We were not seen to be a trustworthy place necessarily, or we didn't have a good profile. So I think my sense is it is now appreciated, and we should continue to assert our role. Make no mistake, I'm not in any way suggesting we shouldn't continue to be assertive and clear on the role and function of the council, the role and function of the groups within the GNSO. But I think we've come a long way in reasserting that. And so I feel that that's something we've just got to continue to work at. But I don't think we should be coming at it from a defensive position. I think we should be confident that actually we're in not a bad place at the moment. But that doesn't mean, like I said at the beginning, we should be complacent.
Thank you, and I look forward to helping you with that.
Appreciate that, James.
Do we have any other questions? Okay, there being no other questions, I guess we will move directly to the election. Yes. Now, the election, according to GNSO operating procedure, this is a secret ballot. So councillors will be handed a ballot by Glenn. While she is handing those out, I'll just note that within our the House structure, we've already had elections for vice chair, and both Volker Greiman and myself have been returned for a second term as vice chair. So, presuming we re-elect Jonathan, we'll have the same council leadership team for this year.
So, Glenn, if we can note for the record when you get back to your seat that Volker Greiman is present.
So we'll just wait a few minutes while the votes are being tallied by Rob Hogarth. The vote is ready. So could we all convene again, please? And I pass the mic to Rob Hogarth.
Thank you, Glenn. I'm pleased to report that the election has been concluded and both houses have voted for Mr. Robinson, so he will be returning as the unanimously selected chair of the GNSO Council. Thank you.
And with that, I return the chair of the meeting to Jonathan.
Thank you, David. Thank you, everyone. I think I'm sure you've got more than enough things to be getting on with, and we've got a full day together on Friday. I'll remind you all, but perhaps especially incoming councillors, we have a wrap-up session tomorrow. The purpose of the wrap-up session is to try and pull together all the threads that have come up on the weekend session, the meeting today, and others. And so can someone remind me when the wrap-up session is? It's about 11 tomorrow, is it?
No, it's 12:30.
12:30, is it?
12 to 1:30.
Thank you. So it's 12 to 1:30 tomorrow. So, and there will, I don't think we'll be providing any lunch, so you need to have eaten before or bring something along or be prepared to eat afterwards.
No, there is lunch tomorrow.
Okay, there's lunch provided. Wonderful. So it's 12 to 1:30. There's lunch provided tomorrow, and then we'll be doing the development session on Friday. Just a final reminder on that. We will send you a detailed agenda. Purpose is orientation and development of the council and an opportunity for leadership as in chair, vice chair or equivalent from the various groups and constituencies to participate for the first hour and a half from 10 till 11:30. Buses will leave here at 9 a.m. On Friday morning. It's going to be a really good and productive day with a fun evening afterwards. So hopefully as many of you as possible will still be in place to join us, and you will encourage a relevant person from your group to participate on Friday. Avery.
Thank you. Quick question, Avery speaking. Will there be a bus for those that decide not to go to cooking class? Will there be a bus back?
I don't think we currently envisage that, so there is no plan for that at this stage. So come along to cooking class. California cuisine. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
I read it as if I was at a restaurant, and did I want to eat that? And I went, no.
We'll take that offline. Apparently it's bottom-up cooking. With a bit of multi-stakeholder thrown in to spice it up. All right, on that happy note, I think we'll call this meeting to a close. Thanks, everyone. Welcome again, new councillors, and we'll see you all over the next couple of days.